The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we were young children, we memorized this. And as we were older children, we memorized this too. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine own know me. Some people say sheep are dumb. They follow the shepherd. But I think sheep are smart. Sheep are smart. Sheep know which one is the one to follow. They don't follow the bad shepherd, they follow the good shepherd. They know the voice of the good shepherd, not just by how it sounds, but by what the good shepherd says. "Come unto me, all who travail and are sorrowful, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and be happy, be glad. Come to me, come follow me. Repent, believe the good news. The Father has great love for this world." These are the words of the shepherd. We know his voice. We know what he says. And what is it about what he says? Everything he tells us is true. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the light of the world, the light shining in darkness. I am the bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. I and the Father are one." The Lord gives us his promise. "I know them and they follow me." I know them. They know me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. We're in the middle of this Easter season when we celebrate for 50 days, 7 weeks, 7 times 7, 50 days, the love of God in his resurrection. That out of evil, out of a cruel death, out of innocent suffering on the cross comes abundant life. Life that is for you, life that is for me, life that comes from heaven to earth. We're here today in the presence of our God. We are offering ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice to God. When we offer up our bread and wine on the altar, we offer ourselves as well, so that all may be lifted up into the heavenly realm, and with the heavenly realm to become transformed into the body and blood of Christ. We don't just look at the host and see a transformation. We should be having a transformation in our souls and body, because Jesus, his body, blood, soul, and divinity are in his holy sacrifice of the Mass to enable us to become more his sheep, the sheep that follow him. Some might argue that we don't like to follow the Lord because he tells us what to do. But does he ever lead us astray? Does he lead us down wrong paths? Does he lead us into evil? No. The false shepherds will do that. They will lead us down the wrong path. They will lead us directly to the devil. Jesus leads us to God. So today, as we celebrate, as we come to Him, as we participate in this holy sacrifice, may we know more and more how to have keen ears so that we can hear Him when He speaks to us, to listen to His voice, because He knows each and every one of us by heart. He knows us so well. He knows us. He has our name written on His hands so that He can call us at the end of our lives to enter into the glorious kingdom of heaven. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine own know me.